More of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Every spring, 150 miles northwest of Milwaukee, Lake Sturgeon create a scene on the Wolf River. A spawning frenzy explodes just below the Shawano Dam. This is one of a handful of places around the state where the ancient supersized fish procreate. Sturgeon populations diminished after years of overfishing and being blocked by dams and polluted river systems. Now, sturgeon are making a comeback. That's largely due to fish biologists and volunteer groups dedicated to increasing the fish numbers and restoring traditional spawning sites. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz jumps into the sturgeon scene.
If you didn't know better, and you weren't wearing the de rigueur U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service jacket and hat, you might mistake Doug Aloisi for a sorcerer as he methodically stirs a foaming gallon bucket with a turkey feather.
Turkey feather allows you to stir the eggs without harming them or breaking the eggshell.
Aloisi is fertilizing sturgeon eggs, a process that requires skill and efficiency.
The milt.
That's the male sturgeon's contribution.
The milt is only active for like 15 seconds once the water hits it, so we have to make sure that they're together in the proper time frame so that the milt will be able to find the egg and fertilize it.
Aloisi is working with thousands of eggs harvested from 5 females and the milt of 25 males. Sounds sorcerish, don't you think? Before stirring begins, Aloisi adds a blend of iodine and something called Fuller's Earth.
That kills any viruses or bacteria that may have come from the female or the males.
Each batch is stirred 1/2 hour, creating a slurry. After a rinse,
we put them in bags full of oxygen.
The developing eggs are already burning the stuff.
With well water that we brought from the hatchery, and then we'll transport them back there and put them in special-made egg jars to roll the eggs gently and oxygenate them.
The hatchery he's referring to is the Genoa National Fish Hatchery on the Mississippi River, 4.5 hours' drive southwest of this riverbank. A small portion of the 50,000 eggs his team worked up are heading to a sturgeon restoration initiative in Tennessee, but most of them
will be going to Genoa to be raised as fall fingerlings, we call them. They'll be 6 to 8 inches long, and they'll be going back to the Menominee Reservation. This dam actually blocks them from going up to the reservation right now, and they used to have a historic population there, so we're trying to restore that.
Meanwhile, Tom Brzezinski is catching his breath on the other side of the Wolf River. The DNR fish biologist had a full morning, pulling sturgeon out of the river to harvest the necessary eggs and milt, but still looks at the spectacle below with wonder.
When you see a pod of fish and you'll see some frantic splashing and a lot of tails going, the males are probably right next to a female, and they're spawning right then, so it's quite the phenomenon.
Brzezinski says one of the fish he helped briefly remove from his celebratory haze was a 77.5-inch submarine.
Huge. And then another one we had was 72.5, so two fish that were bigger than me. One was about my size.
Brzezinski says harvesting amounted to plucking them out of the water, despite their massive size.
But yeah, they're all stacked up right out there. We don't even have to go out all that way to get to the fish. We had one guy with a net, and I was just waiting out with him, and he'd get the net near the head, and I would just grab the tail and shove the fish in the net, get it in the net and kind of drag it over.
So, and you will have 8 females for our facility this
year? I believe they got 7 over.
That's
on this
Mary
side.
Hollaback asking how many eggs Brzezinski has on hold for her program that runs in partnership with the DNR. 200 miles southeast of here, on the Milwaukee River, River Edge Nature Center raises sturgeon from hatchling to 8-inch fingerling. Their River Edge home for some 6 months is a shiny trailer outfitted with tanks filled with Milwaukee River water. The hope is the sturgeon will remember that particular water and cruise up the Milwaukee River to spawn. It's another of the Lake Sturgeon's long-lost spawning sites. This marks the 7th year of what Hollaback calls a learning experience. Back in year 1, only 27 baby sturgeons survived the rearing process and made it into the Milwaukee River. Last year, more than 1,000 were released. It's a gargantuan volunteer effort. Every day of the week, teams of trained volunteers tend, feed, and monitor the sturgeon's intricate filtration system. Hollaback says the group feels part of the latest in sturgeon rearing and research.
They've recently discovered that male sturgeon actually emit a low, almost drumming sound
Super flapper out there.
Exactly. That might be part of the process of making this drumming sound, and that is to indicate that they're ready for the spawning process. And the female also gives off a sound, not quite the same kind of sound as when she's ready to spawn as well. So this is a means of communication.
There could be the makings of future sturgeon stewards down along the river. A bevy of third graders from G.D. Jones Elementary in Wausau watch scientists tag sturgeon. That's a way to monitor the state of the population and eventually where the fish spawn. Fish biologist Al Niebuhr heads this team of scientists.
Right, we put the tag into the syringe, and then we inject it. Then there's a scute on top of the sturgeon that we inject it right behind the scute. It's basically a bony plate on the fish that protects the fish.
His team notes the tag number along with the sturgeon's length and sex. Some kids push their way as close to the action as possible. Others squeal as a temporarily restrained sturgeon slaps and struggles in frustration. Given his chance to touch the creature, third grader Tyrese waffles a bit.
Not today.
Fish biologist Tom Brzezinski is convinced some kids will get hooked, so that by the time the fertilized eggs make it to the adult spawner stage, 20 or 30 years from now.
You got people who are going to advocate for the fish in the future.
Since Tyrese and his G.D. Jones classmates dried themselves off and returned to their classroom, they immersed themselves in research and are now putting the finishing touches on posters and research papers inspired by the lake sturgeon. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. This weekend, River Edge Nature Center in Newburgh will be training a fresh batch of volunteers who will tend to the tiny sturgeon being reared there. Their fall release of sturgeon Fingerling is scheduled for October 6th at Thiensville Village Park.